Hei og velkommen til en ny episode av Frombu-podcasten. Frombu jobber internasjonalt innenfor forskning og har vært representert på ulike konferanser og I samarbeid med internasjonale samarbeidspartnere. Og Frombu har jo partnersamarbeid med blant annet Romania, Ungarn, Tjekkia og Portugal, som finansiert gjennom EØS sine prosjektmidler. Vi på Frombu mener det internasjonale perspektivet viktig, og spesielt innenfor sjeldenfeltet, fordi det finnes så få med den enkelte diagnosen I hvert land, og Norge har jo relativt få innbyggere. Så vi trenger mer informasjon om sjeldne diagnoser som der ute I verden, rett og slett. Og selv om Frombus internasjonale arbeid til nå da, I stor grad har dreid seg om bistand, finansiert gjennom disse EØS-midlene, potensialet langt større, mener vi. Frombu kommer derfor til å arbeide videre med forskningsprosjekter på tvers av landegrenser for å øke kunnskapen her hjemme. I april hadde vi for eksempel 4 fagpersoner fra Romania på besøk fra Fundatia Innocenti, Romanian Children's Relief. De jobber for at alle barn med spesielle behov, som for eksempel barn med sjeldne funksjonshemninger, skal få den hjelpen de trenger for å nå sitt fulle potensial. De var her på studiebesøk for å lære om Frombu og hvordan vi jobber I forhold til familier med små barn. Og det dere nå skal høre en samtale mellom Frombus egen Torunn Vatne, som jobber som psykologspesialist, og disse fagpersonene fra Romania som vi hadde her på besøk, som heter Iano Miron, som psykolog, Romana Ieparanu, psykolog, Rosalia Sutea, psykolog, og Oana, som fysioterapeut. Samtalen foregår på engelsk. Vær så god.
This is Torunn Vatne. I'm a psychologist at Frambu, a resource center for rare disorders in Norway. And today I'm talking with some colleagues from another country, Romania. And you are?
I'm Ioana. Ioana Miron, and I work for Fundația Innocenți from 2004. And I offer psychological services to children with disabilities, mostly from 0 to 7 years old.
I'm Rosalia Sutea. I'm a psychologist. I work in Fundația Innocenți, Bistrița, Romania. And I work with disabilities children, 0 to 26 year, in placement center, Bistrița.
Hello, my name is Romana. I'm a psychologist with our organization. I work here for 10 years. And I work with children with disabilities from 0 to 7 years. I make assessment and therapies, psychological therapies with children with disabilities.
I'm Oana. I'm a physiotherapist.
Can you tell me a bit more about your organization?
our organization, it's Fundația Innocenți, is an NGO. Our vision, to say like this, is to ensure all children with disabilities or with developmental delays receive their support, the support they need to achieve their maximum potential. In the last years, we focused more on children with disabilities, 0-7 years old. In the last 2 years, we create an intervention, early intervention center. The goal of this center is to assist in the recovery of these children, is to facilitate their social integration, and to reduce the risk of abandon.
Yeah.
But I think this is really important for Norwegians to know about, because we tend to be a bit biased when we think about Romania and how you take care of children with disabilities. So can you tell me something about how your country has developed in the way you now offer services to children with disability?
I don't know if you know, but before 89 years, we was a communist country, was Ceausescu period. And in that times wasn't a department of child protection. There wasn't services from children in general with disabilities or abandoned children. But in the last 15 years, this service developed in good ways. The government create a lot of services from children, mostly for children with disabilities. Now there are a specialized center for this kind of children. They receive a good care in good condition. Before, in Ceausescu period, they were raised like animals, like prisoners. They didn't have any stimulation, any medical assistance, any educational assistance. But now, in our days, this changed a lot in good ways, like I told you, and now they receive a lot of good services,
yeah,
from medical to educational and recovery.
And as I see now, also psychological.
There is more to do, but the change is very, it's very big and positive change. Yeah.
Because you've come here now to visit Frambu, which is a resource center for rare disorders, and we're one of 9 centers for rare disorders in Norway. But still, you're 3 psychologists here now working at your center. And I can just say at Frambu, we are only 2 psychologists. So I was thinking that you actually work, you're more psychologists working than we're here. And that's quite impressive. And I wanted to hear something about how you conduct your work, what you do.
I can tell you a little bit about what a psychologist is doing in our organization, in our center.
Yeah.
We are 3, but we are working with a different kind of children. Me and my colleague Romana are working with children 0-7 years old, mostly. Who came from biological families, who came in our center for recovery, and they return home. My colleague Bobby is working with children with disabilities from a state institution. It's a child protection, a services from child protection department. So she's working with children from that center for children, and we are working with children from biological families. Our role, to say like this, is to evaluate the child. When we first met the children, we have an primary evaluation. We called like that because all the professional specialists from our center met observe and evaluate the child. Physiotherapist, psychologist, specialized educator, speech therapist, social assistant have a meeting with the child and the mother. One of our colleagues talk with the mother, and in the same time, another colleague is playing with the child, and the rest observe the child and try to find and to identify which are his delays, if he has a delay. And after that, we establish the recovery plan for the child. If he needs psychological services, if he needs speech therapy, if he needs physical therapy. And after we establish this recovery plan, each specialist evaluate more detail, in more details the child, and start the recovery plan.
Because what
start the therapy with the child.
Yeah, because from what I understand is that you actually do a lot of more work conducting therapies than I see in Norway. Because I feel that in Norway we are counseling the parents, we are working with the environment around this child to prevent or aid with symptoms of poor psychological health, but we are not able to the same degree to conduct therapies with children. So how do you conduct therapies with children with like mental disabilities?
So like you told, we are focusing more on the child, but in the same time we try to not forget the family.
Mm.
We offer some services also for the families, but here it's our lack to say like this. Our this is our
frustration. Need. More. Yeah, our frustration. Yeah.
how we make that?
Yeah, I was wondering what kind of therapies do you conduct? How do you do that with children with mental disabilities?
Yeah, all the time you have to adapt the therapy because even the children has the same diagnosis. The symptoms, the their reaction are different, and all the time you have to adapt our psychological therapy.
Mm.
We use a lot of play therapy. We use a lot of principles from behavioral therapy, music therapy. We try to see how to say we try to find the proper the efficient therapy from
for
the child,
child
from each child in part, and sometimes we have to mix this therapy because we in the last years we find this is the right way to have results and to have
to see an evolution.
So you because feel that it's really working.
Yes,
the individual therapist.
Also because for I don't know 2 years ago we are proud that we can have now better instruments for assessment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And also for working with a child.
Yeah.
And this for us is great.
Yeah.
And we can now adapt to every child's needs the therapies.
Mm.
I forgot to mention that we are working with different types of disabilities.
Yeah.
Physical disabilities, mental disabilities,
combined,
but we are not working with children with sensorial disabilities because we don't have an expertise on that domain.
Okay, yeah. But then I see that you're working with children and conduct individual therapy, and that's something I would like the Norwegian system to be able to provide to children more often in Norway. But then you've been here at Frambu, and you've seen the way we work with families. And what about working with families in Romania? The whole family and parents.
This want to develop in the future. So this is our, those are our plans for the future.
Yeah.
To focus more on the whole family, not only on the mothers, because usually we have contact on with the mother because she's the one who came with the child to the therapy, but we want to look also at the fathers, at the grandmothers, and at the brothers.
Yeah.
And we, this is our how to say our
your goal for the future.
Goal for the future, and this is very challenging for.
And why is it challenging?
There's still discrimination.
Yeah.
There are people who still look at you that you are different, that you don't belong here, and the parents feel this.
Yeah.
Also on the playroom or in the parks.
Yeah.
A lot of mothers told us that they feel when the others look different to their child. And they feel rejected, and they feel different, and that's why maybe
sometimes it's they difficult prefer to stay at home with the child, not go out, to not socialize. But we are working also on this area.
Yeah,
we organize a lot of activities, social activities for those children. We go with them in the park, in the shops, at the movies, in trips, short or long trips. We have an event for children with special needs. It's a Special Olympic when all the children from our county met and spent time together, participate on different contest, but the goal is not to win a prize. We don't have first place, second place. Mm. All of them are winners. Mm. At the end, all of them receive certificate and a gold medal. And the goal is to make them visible in our community.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. I think that Norway has probably come a bit further on that process, but still we are not there yet. Still there's a lot of ignorance in Norway or beliefs about people with disabilities that we have to work with as well.
It's the same in our country, it's the same in Romania, but... Yeah. And it takes years to change this mentality, but we still work on this.
Yeah. But it still is interesting to hear that you do stuff that I would like to do but are not able to do, and I do stuff working with the families that you would like to do. So I find it's really interesting to talk to you because it's like we're...
It's a very good exchange.
Yeah.
The combination between these would be ideal.
Yeah, we can learn from each other because I would like to hear more and probably should do that. We should keep in touch and I will learn more about how you conduct therapies and you can learn more about how we work with families. And then we can just...
And we hope that this is the beginning of a nice and good cooperation on changing information.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah,
international psychologist. The
biggest, the biggest difference is not is about the system, only about the system.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's true.
Mm. Yeah.
But thank you. It's been really interesting to talk to you. So this is not the last time we're talking together.
Yes,
I think
it was a pleasure also for us to meet you and to see what are you doing, and we really learn something with this experience.
We're glad that you receive with so much warm and amability and kindness and
great weather.
Yeah.
There is something that I like what I see here, what I saw in these days. Everyone is working with the parents, not only the psychologist, you know. At Romania, only the psychologists are working with the child, are talking with the parent. Here, everyone is doing this. And this is great.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we cannot do, because we're only three.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the psychologist has to make assessments, establish the... a recovery plan.
Yeah.
After that, establish the special individual plan for each child, and on that plan to establish the objectives, the activities to accomplish that objectives, and the period of time for that to
and we have
supervise them to help and teach the parent how to continue the work at home, yeah. because if he doesn't continue that work, the results doesn't appear. So we do everything, but sometimes we feel that we
you need more cooperation between professions, I think, then.
Socialize activities and a lot of staff.
Yeah,
paperwork. A lot of paperwork. But we hope we will continue this collaboration, and we will learn more also about working with family, with, like I told you, with brothers, grandparents, and neighborhoods, if it's possible, with whole community. Thank you.
Thank you.